blame Amy for the weather today. Every time she's got to work, we catch a storm. So I called her at 5 o'clock this morning and said, you might want to wake up early and get to getting because you're probably already late.
This is KSA-FQY listening. This is KSA-FQN listening.
KSA-FQN. KSA-FQN. NABZR. KSA. FQN, KSA-FQN. Are you there, Wyatt? This is NABZR.
This is KSA-FQN listening. This is KSA-FQN listening.
KFA-FQT. KFA-FQT. I can hear somebody calling, but I can't hear any audio, just the open channel.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
KFA-FQN, this is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. How you doing, Wyatt?
I am doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good this morning, but I'm real busy in the kitchen. Got to keep this one short. I heard you in there, and I tried calling you earlier, but you must have changed frequencies. So I'm glad to hear you made it back. Over.
Oh, yeah, I was monitoring, I was on the website, and just in case I missed anybody. But, yeah, I didn't see you, so... I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that website's awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's really helpful.
Yeah, I'm just learning about it myself. I was trying to put in the Northern Michigan Link Repeater System, NMLRN. I was trying to do that yesterday, and my cold plug, trying to figure out how this cold plug works on this DMR, and I was trying to put that in there, and I got them in there, but I can't get to the stations because they're all up north.
That's funny. But yeah, I would just try to make a morning contact. I was over at the East Coast Reflector, and I made my first contact today. But yeah, I just wanted to make a contact with somebody on here because this is one of my favorite repeaters.
Yeah, that's an awesome repeater. There's really good guys out here, you know, Sean and Dean and Tom there's a whole bunch of people. We're all in the ARPXC, the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. And we meet once a month, and we meet on the air every week, Thursday at 7 o'clock. So if you can make it for the call-in, you're welcome to call in. Over.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely go to that on Thursday when I'm listening and stuff. But thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
And the repeater to go in on for that call-in on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock would be Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie. Mike Alpha Charlie. And it's 147.2. 147.2. 7 o'clock on Thursdays. Over.
Roger, I got it written down, so yeah, I'll definitely be on there.
Okay, I got to cut you loose. I'll talk to you later, but I'm real busy in the kitchen here. I'm cooking 5 pounds of dog food for the, no, 20 pounds of dog food. I'm cooking 20 pounds of dog food in a big, giant pot, and it's going to boil over if I don't get back to it. So I'll be listening, and we'll get back to you later, Wyatt Earth. That's a cool name, Wyatt. Okay, Wyatt. 73, this is K-8. Correction. N-8-D-Z-R. N-8-D-Z-R. We're monitoring.
Great, Roger. Thank you, by the way. And this is K-8-F-Q-N. Clear.
KF8FGT, can I get a quick radio check? Anybody out there? Come on.
KF8FGT, this is KF8DPZ. Read you 5x9, everything's working perfectly.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just trying the new RT software and got the radio programmed, so I want to make sure that I did it right. You are also 5x9, and I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon when you get there. KF8FGT 73.
Anytime, and you're welcome. Hope you have a good day. 73s, KF8DPZ, monitoring.
KF8DPZ. KE8DPZ. N8DZR.
Yeah. Morning, Brian. This is Cliff here. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing great, Cliff. I hope you're good. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here watching the snowfall, enjoying that, knowing I'm going to have to go out and get the snow thrower for a while, and Amazon just dropped off a couple of new toys. Other than that, I'm just sitting here chilling. Just finished breakfast a little while ago. How's things for you?
Well, I'm in the midst of cooking 20 pounds of dog food for my mutt, and I'm almost done. So that took a little bit of effort, but yeah, other than that, we're just fine over here. We're watching snow, too. Hey, I won't keep you so you can get back to your toys, but I got a quick question for you, Drake. plug yesterday. I was really impressed with it. Thank you very much for the public code plug. But I started trying to put in the NMLRN, the North Michigan Link Repeater System, and I started putting those in, and then I started wondering, do I have to have all star access repeaters, or can I get those on regular FM? Over.
Yeah, they're just like any other repeaters that we deal with down here. If you program them into your radio, when you're within range of their towers, you should be able to use them straight up.
Okay, awesome. Yep, got them in there. Okay, so next time I go up north, I can check it out, because we got a place up by Atlanta. And the Mayo EMR repeater wasn't working, but they just got a VHF. I hope that's working up there.
Well, definitely, here's hoping on that one. Looking forward to finding out what you find out.
Okay, Cliff, you have a great afternoon. I'll let you go. 73, get back to your toys, and have fun. This is NHDZR, with my new call sign. We are listening.
Yeah, copy that. 73s and all the other good numbers to you, Brian. Try not to work too hard making your dog some chow. Have a good one. KFA-DBZ monitoring.
It is kind of a mess out here. NHDBZ monitoring.
N8VDZ, N8VDZ, N8WRO. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, WRO. Tim, how are you this morning?
Very good. Hope you're doing as well. Hey, we got comms now, Central Michigan, and Sean got a workaround, so I assume you're on the Warren. I'm on the Richmond, so all is good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Excellent. All right. I'm just putting my coat on and heading over to the warming center. So I will let you go for now so I can continue putting my coat on and get bundled up because it's still dang cold out there. So I will go back to monitoring and let you close, Tim, unless there's something that you need to talk to me about.
No, sir. All set. Got your message on Discord, and I'll adjust the schedule accordingly. You and John have a good shift over there. Stay warm. N8WRO, I'll be clear after your final.
Copy that. I'll be clear. N8VDZ, I'll be standing by, actually. I'll be monitoring and standing by.
This is KFA FQN listening. This is KFA FQN listening.
KFA FQN. KFA FQN. NA. Bravo, Zulu, Romeo.
NABZR, this is KFA, FQN. Nice to hear you again.
Yes, nice to hear you, Wyatt. What's up?
I had a question, and I just wanted to ask somebody, and my question is, I'm getting a dipole antenna, because I listen to NOAA satellites, so I don't know if you've ever had the experience with dipoles, but Can you tell me if that's like a good antenna?
No, I have no experience with dipoles. I know what they are, but I don't have any experience with them yet. You gotta go to that website of that Captain Don, WHTTC, and take a look and see how he does it. I think the ISS satellite transmits on. They transmit on 2 meters, but you transmit to them on 70 centimeters, 440 megahertz. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, over.
All right, Roger, I'll go visit his YouTube. But, thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, his... His site is very informative, and he talks about the antennas and then Doppler shift. I think we have to keep changing frequencies because of the Doppler shift, because it's moving at 17,000 miles per hour. So you get a little Doppler shift in there, and sometimes you can't pick it up unless you're doing certain things. I'm not sure what they are, but you can take a look at his. He can help you better than I can, over.
Alright, yeah, I heard you did all that ISS stuff, but thank you for the recommendation. I'm actually searching up his YouTube right now, and thank you.
Yeah, I'm learning all about this stuff like you. This is all new to me. I haven't been a ham very long. Had my license in 2 years, but I don't think I started doing anything until about 6 months ago or so. So I'm still learning. This is all new to me. This is fascinating. There's so much to this hobby. There's so many things you can do. I recommend you take a look at DMR. I think DMR would be very interesting for you. You can pick up a DMR radio for $60. The one I'm talking to you on, I bought for $60. It's not a lot of money. Maybe you guys can help me with that. Over.
I heard part of your transmission, like the DMR part, but I didn't hear the rest. It's like about 10% you and 90% static.
Okay, I'll try it again. I'm just saying that I'm new to this ham stuff. This is all new to me, and I'm learning as you are. I find it very fascinating. I would recommend you get into DMR, the Delta Mike Romeo radio next. The radio I'm talking to you on only cost me $60 from Amazon, and maybe your dad can help you with that. He's in the military. He might be very interested in that. I think he said he was in the military, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, my dad was in the military, and I've been wanting to get into DMR, so, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. Also, I kind of suspected you're on DMR because on the website for the St. Peter system, I seen that you were on the MI-1 repeater system or whatever.
Yeah, we're on MI-1 network right now. I'm using the KC-8UMT repeater in Mount Clemens. I think you're over there in Lapeer, right? Correct? Over.
Yes, I am.
Why? I lost you. NADS.
I said the yes, I am from Lapeer County.
Yeah. Well, right now we're on the Michigan One Network that some of the guys set up. It's an awesome network. It doesn't use the internet. If the internet ever goes down, we still got this network. Over.
Yeah, Roger. That really fascinates me too. About that's another reason why I got into ham radios is if the internet goes down and stuff. I mean that communication is going to be pretty much always up.
Did you make an account on QRZ yet? Quebec Romeo Z, over.
Negative, I didn't. But now that you said that, I'm on it right now.
Yeah, you go to QRZ, and then I can go there, and I can look up your call sign, and then I can get your email address, and then I can send you another YouTube that Sean gave us. It was really fascinating. It's how those guys were connecting and linking all the repeaters together with 10 gigahertz backhauls. With those little tiny dishes that you see up there on top of the, you know, way up there. And I thought that was, you'd really like that. That'd be fascinating. That'd be fascinating for you to watch. Yeah, go to QRZ and then I'll look up your website, your call sign. Your call sign is Kilo Echo, no, wait a minute. It's Kilo Fox. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec Nora, November, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay, later in the day I'll go look and see if your email's there, and then I'll send you a link to this other YouTube. It's really fascinating. All right, Wyatt, Earp, nice talking to you. Really great talking to you. I gotta get back to cooking here. 73 to you. Have a great day. This is NABVR, and I'll be listening on this channel.
All right, Roger, you have a good rest of your day as well. This is KFA-SQN. Clear listening.
KFA-SQN from KFA. I had a question for you, Wyatt. Are you making a dipole, or did you purchase one?
Oh, I'm purchasing one.
Roger, roger. Which ones are you looking at?
I forgot the brand, but it's, I don't know if this helps. They're probably all the same, but it has two, what would you call them, like poles or whatever. It's for listening to NOAA satellites.
All right, gotcha. Yeah, if you want to transmit to a satellite, you need a directional antenna, but yeah, for listening to NOAA satellites, I think they're on the 137 megahertz band. Which is 2 meters, so you're on the right band and everything. So I don't know if you'd be able to pick it up with just a regular antenna. I haven't tried it myself. Personally, I have the IFF program into most of my radios, so I'm always scanning that for when they're overhead. But I was going to tell you if you're going to get into satellite work, that if you've ever heard of an open OpenGD77, Golf Delta 77, is a DMR operating system that tells you when satellites are going to be overhead, and it switches to the right frequencies. It has Doppler effects programmed into it already. It's called Kepler and Theta. And I just wanted to let you fill you in on that. And as for dipoles, personally, I'm a big fan of radio waves. They make a double business, so I've got a couple of their antennas. They're very nice antennas.
All right, thank you. I didn't know there was a program, you could say, that Cogent satellites are passing. Well, I knew there was a website that did that, but I didn't know anything about that. So, now I got a list to check out and stuff. So, thank you, guys.
Roger, Roger. And the dipoles, they work good if you point them up and down, or if you have them flat, or if you have them down in like a, they call it an inverted V. So imagine a V, but flip it upside down. I've got like mine in like a combination of flat and inverted V, so they get out pretty good. So good luck with your NOAA listening. This is KFATQ, Mike and Zach, and I'll be clear and listening after your final call.
All right, yeah, Roger, thank you for telling me the placements. I was actually about to ask you about my placements for dipoles, but again, answer my question. So, thank you, and this is KFA-F2N, clear.
N8BZR. For test. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. NAWGL, completing the test.
On gray, Jerry, WACCA, right in myself.
10, 8, BZR, you're coming in loud and clear through the Mount Clemens repeater, over.
Yeah, okay. I'm going through the Detroit one there. What's the Mount Clemens one? What's the frequency to the Mount Clemens?
It's 443625. 443.625. And it's got a PL of I think it's one. Stand by. Let me look it up.
And I do hear you out there, Latimer. Good afternoon to you, too.
Yeah, Jay, it's a PL tone of 151.4. 151.4. And it works both ways, encode and decode. And the Mount Clemens repeater is up on top of the county building, I think. I don't know how high it is, 300-400 feet. Over.
I don't think I can reach that on UHF. Well, not, yeah, I don't think I can reach that one. But I'll give it a try. 443-625, thank you. NAWLKSQFY.
Okay, Jay, standing by. NABZR, standing by. You know they are linked, right? They're linked for Peters, both of them, Detroit and Mount Clemens. Over. KF8FQN. KF8FQN, NABZR.
NABCINAWL.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, what was the email again?
Say again?
What was the tone? What was the tone on that 443-65?
The tone is, the PL tone is 151.4. 151.4. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I couldn't hit it. I didn't think I would. That's pretty far for UHF for me there. VHF, I can go a long way, but the UHF, I was kind of wondering how high is the tower on that repeater? But was it on a building or is it on a tower or what?
Well, it's up on top of the the federal building there. Macomb County building. It's pretty high up. Stand by. I'm on the internet right now. I'm going to look it up and see what the height is. Stand by.
Okay.
The address is... it's on 10. Wait a minute. Stand by. Okay, I found it. It's 13 stories high, so it's 219 feet above street level. 219 feet above street level. And the address is on 10 Main Street in Mount Clemens. Okay, over.
How much power are they running on that repeater?
That I don't know. You gotta ask one of the other guys. I really don't know. Over.
Okay. Well, at least I can hit the other ones, but that one's a little bit too far from me there. I appreciate the info there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, if you can hit the Detroit repeater, they're linked together, so that's why I can hear you so well on this one. Over.
Yeah, I'm on Detroit 442-175, and I can't hit the Flying Beer or something like that, the 442-600, I can hit that one.
Yeah, the FBI repeater, the Flying Beers International, we call it the FBI repeater, they're all linked together with the Detroit W8CLTS or something like that, I forget what it is. And that's your repeater, and then mine is KC8UMP, and the FBI, they're all linked together with this network called the MI1 network, Michigan 1 network, which you can take a look at that on WHCMN, Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, Nora, if you go to that website, you can look it up and see all these different repeaters, how they're all linked together, over.
Yeah, I think I had that website. I looked at that long time ago there. I just hadn't been playing with it. We got so many link systems. There's one over there in Ann Arbor that I get into, too. That's pretty neat there, yeah. I like all these different link stuff. There's one in Ann Arbor. It's linked all the way from that to the UP. UP there, Roger.
If it's what I'm thinking of, I hear you in the morning talking on the NADUZ repeater. I don't know if that one's linked. I don't think that one's linked to up north. Maybe it is. I don't know. But you're usually on the NADUZ repeater, and I listen in. I'm really busy driving in most crazy traffic, so I don't do too much talking on there. And I get real bad reception when I go by Southfield over there, those stupid radio towers. They interfere with it. So that's why I just listen, over.
Yeah, yeah, roger on that. Yep. That one, I think you're right. I don't think it goes to UP. I think it starts like Traverse City and it works its way down there, roger.
Yep, roger that. Yep, I recommend you go take a look at that WHCMN website. I've been looking at it yesterday and today, and it's fascinating. We have the MI1 network, which is UHF, MI2 network, which is VHF, and there's a MI3 network, which is 220, which I can't get on this radio. And then there's another one, I just put it in my code plug. It's called the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network. And I just put those repeaters in there for when I go up north so I can connect to them, over.
Yeah, Roger. Give me that website again. I got to fill some paper to make sure I got it down here.
Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Over.
Okay. So if I'm, is that like or com? Probably or. Okay, I'll look that one up. And is it, you got any more that you know of?
No, that's the only one I've been playing with because I'm a member of the ARPSC, the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and I've been working with all these guys, and we've been looking at all these different networks that we have set up. And, yep, those are the ones. So that's what all I've been looking at right now. And a little bit of DMR I've been playing with, over.
Yeah, roger. Okay, yeah. That's great. I got DMR, and I got Fusion and D-Star. We got, there's one other one I got. I can't think of it. It's somebody helped me, but, yeah, I get on those digitals as well. I love playing with the digitals there, right?
Yeah, I like playing with the digital. We got a really good network, this MI5 network, which is the DMR network. And it's not tied to Brandmeister or TGIF or nothing. It's just a separate network. And that's how I keep in touch with all the guys, and we do a lot of talking on that. It's the MI5 network. You'll see that in that WHCMN website. You'll see about it, over.
Yeah, I've been on it. I haven't been on that in quite a while. I got two DMR radios. I got the Motorola XPR 6550, and also Anytone, the first Anytone that came out with the 868. And yeah, it's great. Yeah, you know, I used to. I don't know if you knew Collins, but he, you know, he was pretty good. Taking care of that system, having a couple of guys, and so he moved to Florida. But, man, I could take my HT, and I could be in my house in Detroit here, and I could hit the Mount Clemens, I could hit Novi, and Southgate. I think they said Southgate might be down. But see, I could take my HT and be driving south on 75 with a rubber duck. When I get out of range of Mount Clemens, I can jump over to the, like I said, Southgate, and then when I leave there, I can jump on to the Toledo. When I get down to Monroe, around Monroe, I can jump on the Toledo, and never lose contact to whoever I'm talking to on that system there, roger.
NABZR for ID. Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And, man, my hat's off to these guys. It's Sean and Jeff and I don't even know all of them yet, but there's Sean and Jeff and let's see, who else is there? There's Fred and, man, these guys all just run around keeping these repeaters going all the time, keeping them linked up for us, and we get to use them, and I am so thankful for it. Over.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they do a good job signing them. As a matter of fact, they started a, what is it, GMR system, something like that, too. So, I guess that's all right. A lot of people are switching over there as well, but I'm going to stick with the ham part of the band. That's just too much for me. I guess this is enough for me. The ham band is just enough for me, that Greg.
Yeah, you sound like you got your hands full. Those are a couple of good radios that you got there. I'm still playing, getting involved with this hobby, so I'm playing with all the cheap stuff, you know, the cheap Baofeng radios and trying to learn how they work. But, you got your hands full with All-Star and D-Star and Fuji Star and all those other stars. That's awesome. I wish I was... I got to learn about all those yet. That's next on my agenda. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Let me ask you, I know you have a cell phone. What do you have, an Android or iPhone?
Yeah, I got an Android phone. I got the Samsung S25, I think it is, over.
Well, if you go to your Play Store and download BM, look for BM, it would mean Brandmeister, and you can receive all the stuff on the RAM, on the hose line thing there. You can see them and you can hear them talking all over the world on that there, Greg.
Yeah, Roger that. You were telling me about that yesterday. I haven't done it yet. I haven't had a chance, but I'm going to go take a look pretty soon here and look for that. I do listen to it at work. I'll go to that hose line. And I just listen to the Brandmeister repeaters at work, like when I'm working on something, when my hands are busy, and I got the headphones on, and I just listen to them sometimes talk, and I hear them talking all over the world. Over.
Oh, and then you already got it, but you probably don't have it on your phone, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's one other one there, the DMR. Moto, DMR MOTO, and you can see people all over the world. They show their ID number, their name, and where they located. That's pretty cool too. If you were to get on there, and I key up my radio, you'll see my ID number and the name and everything there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That's kind of like. There's sites like that on that WHCMN site where you can see, you can see that too on that network, which is not the Brandmeister network, but it's its own network. But you can see it. You can see everybody talking on the radio, and you can key up and watch yourself talk on that. Over.
Yeah, Roger. So you don't work with any other digitals, do you?
No, right now it's just DMR. I'm going to try and learn about that All-Star next.
Okay. Well, I'm on this JZU 991A is a Fusion radio, and when the band opens up, if I'm, I can listen on the Novi and the Northville repeater. You hear all that noise going da la 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 la. So when I switch over to Fusion, I can see who's on there on Fusion. And a lot of time I'll be looking at some guys down in Cincinnati, Ohio, around in that area, and out towards Akron, Ohio, and it shows me their call sign. And how far apart we are. Like those guys down there, they may be 100, one guy may be 142 miles away from the other guy, maybe 199 miles or stuff. that's pretty cool. But, you know, it don't open all the time, but when it does, I always go there just to see who's on there and how far apart we are there. So, but anyway, with that, I'll let you go. I guess I'm going to go up here on HF and see if I catch up with my buddy in Maryland there. So you take care, and we'll talk with you later. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima.
Okay, Jay, hey, it was real nice talking to you today. Thanks for the cue. So 73 to you. Have a good afternoon up there on HF, or down there on HF. And this is NABZR. We're listening.
I don't want to change your call sign. Well, you're the one.
Charles, what repeater?
Yeah, I'm coming in on the K8FDI repeater. I'm coming in on the K8FDI repeater. Over.
Okay. I was wondering, can you make the Detroit one? Can you make the Detroit one on 442-1175? If you came over to the 442-1175 machine, I wanted to see if you were louder on that machine than you are on this one. Charles, the PL is 123 dot, look like zero. The PL is 123 dot zero, man.
One that you pointed out, 442 Dodge 175. QSL?
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, I was just talking to Charles, K8DKP. He's on the Flying Beer or whatever that machine up there, 442-600. I guess they all linked together. I wanted to see if he could get into this one in Detroit, see what, if that one, if the Detroit one can probably get him, he'd probably get in better, I don't know.
Okay. Where is this repeater located? You know, Detroit, you said Detroit is too big place. Back to you.
Yeah, this one, I think it's on the top of the, in downtown Detroit on the, see what building is that down there? Doggone it. I can't think what building that is down there. But this is in Detroit, though.
Okay, downtown Detroit is enough for me to know. Thank you. Okay, I will be monitoring.
All right, NAWJL.
NAWJL, WHJL.
Who was that calling me?
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray. You guys are aware that that seems to drop a different receivers when you talk on that one.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit there. When we get on that repeater, what now?
Yeah, you're pingy. Copy me better on this one.
Yeah, now what were you saying?
That frequency you guys were on, pinging 7 different repeaters throughout the state, so it's not really a rag 2 channel.
Yeah, I know. I asked my friend Charles, K-A-G-K-P, he's way on the east side. I want to see if he can, because he's coming in this one pretty low. I want to see if he can hit the other one, see how good he's coming in. There's a lot of linked up machines to the system there. Yep, it's pretty cool. Yep, gotcha.
Okay, 7-3, take care. W-8-V-O-X.
All right,
NAWJL. This is K-A-G-K-P, Jay. I cannot find that frequency in this H2. So I'll just be scouting by a minute. I cannot find that frequency in this one. I don't know what channel it's on. I'll be scouting by a different one, this one. This is K-E-A-G-K-P.
Got in mind for a while. On the FBI repeater. Okay, what radio are you using now, Charles?
I'm using an older model ICOM. I bought an ICOM H2 that last swap we went to over there on Big Beaver and John I. I bought an older model ICOM H2 there. I think this is the only frequency that's in this program in the radio, in the H2, over.
Roger, okay. Well, all right, Charles, yeah, you got to learn how to program the radios, man. And it's very simple to do. They all pretty much work the same, but okay. All right, later. NAWJL.
Okay, Jay, thanks for the information. I got some other H2s. It'll take me a minute to get to that. I do have some shots of what frequencies are in those other H2s, but they're not really ready in the drum here. Also, I bought a book that tells how to program some of these H2s. Okay, take it easy. This is K-E-A-G-K-P. Got it by and listen for a while. On the FBI repeater and also on my scanner. K-E-A-G-K-P, clear and listen.
N-8-I-A-J.
KSAFQW monitoring.
This is KSAFQN listening.
KSAFQN, KSA. FQN, NAGGR.
Roger, NAGGR, this is KSA, FQN. Gotta make contact with you again.
Roger that. I went to QRZ and I found your information. But you got to put your email in there. You have to go up to the right where it says edit the page. You edit your own page, and then another screen will come up, and then you put up your email and then save it. And then I can send you those YouTube. Roger that?
Yep, roger that. I will do that right now.
KFA-FQN, KFA-FQN, my radio guide. This is NAGGR. Did you copy?
This is KFA-FQN, negative. I do not copy. You're not coming in good.
FQN, KFA, FQN, NABZR.
NABZR, this is KFA, FQN. Go ahead.
Okay, Wyatt, my radio died, the battery died. I had to go and plug it in the charger. Yeah, I was saying that you got to go to your webpage on QRZ and put your email. You got to go edit. In the upper right-hand corner, you have to edit your page and put your
This is KFA-FQN. I added my email on my profile. Well, I don't know if your radio died, but NABZR, this is KFA-FQN 73 and clear.
N-A-W.
Go ahead.
I'll copy. Can you copy me? This is N-A-W-J-L, and the name here is J, Julia Alpha. Julia Alpha Yankee.
Roger, Jade, this is Wyatt, KFA-FQN. I believe we talked before.
Yeah, Wyatt, yeah, I remember we talked, how old are you, 11 years old?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, brother, I wish my grandkids, I got grandkids your age, yeah. But they're not interested in ham radio. They're interested in playing on the computer, games and stuff like that, but not the radio. What got you so interested in radio?
I had a Baofeng handheld that I dug up from my closet, and I pressed the scan button on it, and I got some repeaters. And at that time, I didn't know what they were, but that got me interested. And like radio waves and stuff were pretty cool.
Okay. Well, is your parents, do you have any older brothers or sisters, anybody else in your family that's a ham operator?
No. I'm the only one.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. I know you do have EchoLink, right? Are you on EchoLink now?
Yes, I'm on EchoLink. For my birthday, I asked my mom for a mobile radio. But, yeah, I'm using EchoLink right now.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good. Do you have a computer?
I don't have one. I'm using my mom's laptop. But, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. So that's how you get on EchoLink, huh?
No, I use my phone, actually, for talking and stuff.
Oh, okay. And what, you got an Android phone?
Negative. I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. Very good. I don't know too much about iPhones, but if you go to your App Store, I think if you download BM, which is for Brandmeisters, you can hear all the guys on digital on the DMR.
Wait, actually, what's this website called? Or, I mean, this app or whatever?
Well, it's like this hose line, but when you go on the app store, look for BM. Look for BM. We go into ham radio. Look for ham radio. Look for BM. Download that. Once you got that download, and you can see all these different flags all over the world, and then, say, for instance, if you see an American flag, you know, something like that, you just click on little box there that's got someone talking. You can just hit it one time, and then you can hear those people, the people talking on that particular. What am I trying to say? That particular DMR receiver, like North America or worldwide or something. You'll see it if you ever download it there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I've never heard of that app, actually, so. That's what I said, you learn something new every day. Thanks.
Yeah. So yeah, you get that app there. You might hear me on there sometime. You have to, you know, you have to be a ham operator to be able to get on DMR and get a digital number there, a DMR number, and like I have there, and you'll see me on there, my call sign, and my name, and all that stuff, and where I'm located there. It's a pretty nice app there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, it definitely sounds nice.
Okay, wide, I think it is. Yeah. I guess we'll free up this repeater here, but I'll be monitoring there. So you take care, young man, and hope to catch up with you again. This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima, NAWJL, J in Detroit.
What's up, NAWJL? This is KFA-FQN, listening, or clear and listening.
KFA-FQN, KFA-FQN, NAWZR.
NABGR, this is KFA-FQN. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, wife. Battery went dead on my radio and the screw fell out and I lost the battery and it fell out, so I had to go get another battery to put it in there. Let's see, where were we? Hold on a second. Oh yeah, I was saying, you gotta go to your QRZ webpage and you click on the upper right hand corner and it'll be, it'll say, KFA-FQN webpage or page, and you click on that, and then you go in there and you edit, and then click edit, and then you put your email in there, and then save it. Then I can see it again. Then I'll be able to see it break for a time. Yeah, and then I put in the logbook our first QSO. You and me were the first QSO in there. And you could let me know if you can see the QSO, you know, see if you see me on your webpage. That was me, Brian, N-A-B-Z-R. And, Brick? Yeah, so once you put your email in there, then I can look up your email, and then I'll send you those YouTubes that Sean sent me on the Discord server, and you can see how it was a really cool video of these guys putting up the 10 gigahertz dishes and stuff like that. I think you'll find it interesting. Over.
Roger that. Matter of fact, when you're, I believe maybe just charging your radio, I actually put up my email. So if you're obviously on the website, I think, you can just refresh if you don't see it.
Okay, I just powered the computer on. Hold on a second, let me see what's happening. Oh, okay, hey, I found it. Cool, okay. I got your email now, so let me copy this, and then I'll send you a, are you by the computer now, Wyatt?
Affirmative, yes, I am.
All right, hold on there, then I'll go send you this link to this YouTube. It's really cool. I knew somebody with the same last name of yours. I used to work for a man, his first name was Clarence. I don't want to say what your last name is. But I used to work for a guy, his first name was Clarence. Could that possibly be a relative of yours? Over.
I don't know anybody named Clarence, but my dad might, because it kind of sounds familiar.
That would be so funny if you're related to the guy I used to work for. That was over 20 years ago at Eaton. Okay, Wyatt, let me sign off here, and I'll go send you this YouTube. All right, 73 is Wyatt. Nice talking again. This is I keep saying KEH. I've got to get out of that here, but it's my old call sign. I just changed my call sign to NABZR. This is NABZR. We'll be clear up to your final.
Roger, NABZR. This is KFA-FQN. Keep getting that wrong. Clear and listening.
KF8FLC, listening.
KFA-FLC, this is KFA-FQN. Go ahead.
Got my technician license probably about 3 weeks ago, so trying to get online when I can here and there to get used to it. I don't really care for public speaking, but I do like it. I do ham radio, always have, so good talking to you, Wyatt.
All right, yeah, thank you, 73. You have a good rest of your day. This is KFA-FQN. Clear and listening.
Jeffrey, can you hear me?
WBATQZ, KJDD, have you loud and clear?
Roger, roger. WBATQZ, standing by.
Net control, please recognize November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Name is Brian, Mount Clemens, no traffic.
signal, Jeff.
For the
Sirius emergency program, so this Aries 3C Sky 1, and relay the program to all stations. You're welcome if you have an interest here in emergency comp. And let's see, only because I don't have enough script in front of me, we're going to dispense with the rest of it and get the comments. Your net control is today is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, and I hold a position of official relay station and the shack manager of the American Red Cross in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay, so the following stations I have already checked in are as follows. KHABD, November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. WBATGZ, November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. KB8SWR, KE8DON. WB8AXB, November 8, Echo Romeo Lima, and KB9IAR. These stations need not check in again, but any additional stations for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, that's your call. Over.
Kilo, Bravo.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out.
Okay, we see Alpha. Having heard any additional stations, we'll be begin comments.
Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey. Good evening.
Yep, I got you, John. You'll follow KB9IAR. Over.
Roger.
Whiskey Alpha 4, like Lima Delta. Well, that was Whiskey.
November 8, Kilo November Sierra
Romeo Oscar. NAWRO, Macomb County.
Yeah, there was a triple there. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Okay, I got you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. And on November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Any others?
November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Name is down.
November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Roger, you're rogered into the net. You'll follow N8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Any others? Okay, my goodness, what a pothole this afternoon. So, all right, let's get started. If you didn't make it in, not to worry. We'll be giving you another call here for additional stations here a little bit later on. So let's get to the commander and see what he's got for us. KADON, nice to hear you, Max, and talk about being trusted with a position I wasn't expecting. But that's okay. Your comments, and then stand by KHABD. Over.
This is the Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. Well, Joe, WB8USA, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. We were just hoping and guessing that you were going to make it, and thankfully you stepped up. So thank you, sir, for doing that. The service net control. We do rotate, by the way, for folks not normally participating in net controls. We do rotate by the region, by the district, every week. The first weekend of the month is handled by the section, and the subsequent weeks, each district goes in turn. So this week is section District 6, next week is the first weekend of the month, and then the section will take it, the section leadership will take it, and then we move on to District 7 at the, on the 8th, oh, and so on and so on. Go up to mi-arpsc.org. And down at the bottom, there's a net schedule, and that'll tell you whose turn it is by district. So again, Joe, thank you for stepping up, and I didn't mean to throw you on the spot there, but thank you, sir. You're certainly adaptable. Well, there's only one thing going on my calendar this week as far as OxyCom goes in the state, and it has to do with an exercise that we did last year on the continuity of communications for Region 5 for kids. It was a children's hospital exercise that was conducted across FEMA Region 5. It was very interesting. We learned some stuff out of it. We started to write the after-action report and improvement plan, and then DOGE came along and kind of put a the first on a bunch of stuff. So we're going to regroup tomorrow and see where things stand as far as federal funding goes and whether they're ready to proceed with completing that report. So looking forward to seeing that get concluded and get passed around. The other thing that I'm working on is I've got my own presentation I'm doing for Interop on the first week of March, 1st to 5th. Down in over in Muskegon, and so I've got a presentation I'm going to be putting together and getting my ducks in a row and start getting that outline. So with that, I am unfortunately short time today, so I won't be able to get to hear everybody that's on the roster. Quite a large one today. Thank you all for coming out, and hope you all stay warm and safe and healthy. This is QSL8 Delta Oscar November. Back to next.
Okay, Maxwell, I was just filling out the net report, but I'll just hold that in abeyance and you can close it here to discussion. But thank you all for your for all that you do, and I regret that I'll miss Interop this year, but the Southland calls, the deep south. Southern Florida's calling me, so wife and I are going to be together when it looks like the end of next week. So I wish everybody a good time at Interop, and y'all stay warm, and thank you, Max. All right, we'll break with you. KHJDG, you're up for comments, stand by NAOBU.
WDA-USA, KHJDG, thanks for picking up the net. What's happening here is I had my behavior meeting with Ben, KCADY, University Hazard here. Had a good meeting. We sort of got things planned out for in general where we're going, and sort of went through the analysis of what we did last year and what we're planning on doing this year. So we have a plan. We'll see what we can do. So anyway, hope everybody is nice and warm, and looking forward to digging out some a little bit of snow. We didn't get too bad here tomorrow morning. So, once again, thanks for taking the net. Joe, good to hear you on the air. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, very good, James. Nice hearing you on the Oscom net previous. And so, very good on all. I can tell a lot of folks aren't outside doing a heck of a lot of stuff. They're on the radio. Just too blasted cold out there. So, thanks for all you do, Jim, and for your report. I appreciate it. Oh, and I should like to mention, that's why I told my next script, I'd like to thank the, where is it here, if you're listening to this set on VHF, UHF, Lincoln Peters, thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And if you receive the net on VHF, UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. The net is also on Echo Link, but we'll receive only. I have to get that in there. All right, moving on. 88OBU, your comments down by WBHQQC Mike. Over.
Let us know, let us know, let us know. I'm sorry, people. I'm being lazy. I am still in my pajamas. I have no intentions of going out in the snow, but I can see it's still snowing out. I already had to make a trip out and restart the UPS in the repeater shed because apparently we lost power when it came on. It must have been because of the cold. It required so much current it overloaded the UPS, but yeah, we're on the air. I guess that's all that matters. Everybody take care, drive safe, stay warm, and I'll do the same. Thank you for being that control. And it'll be you. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed.
Okay, pretty good. And it'll be you in the Michigan Amateur Radio Public. You know, you, for all the work you do, you deserve to be in your PJs, and you deserve not to go anywhere. So I have no problem with it. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you checking us tonight. We'll break with you, WBHQQC. Mike, nice to hear you on the Oxcom Net today. Your comments stand by NH, Bravo Zulu Romeo, as I have it. So, go ahead, Mike, comments, over.
Good afternoon, Joe, with WDUSA and Michigan ARPMC Net, WBHQQC, Mike up in Roger City, DCO up in Prinsville County, and Max, an MIT and manager. Well, the Aries front, public service front, not a lot to report. Our emergency manager took another position a couple of months ago. They have got somebody that will be filling in behind her. I got a little bit of communication with that gentleman so far, but not a lot, so you really don't have much to report. On the NTS front, Max and MITN are doing okay conditions for the most part, tolerable. Sometimes they're actually pretty good. We do try to make the published frequencies as closely as often as we can, but sometimes, particularly 40 meters on weekends, and especially contest weekends, some adjustments are necessary. Most net controls are pretty good about trying to put out a notice on the reflector, which if you signed up, they get into that. It's a good source of information. But one thing I have found is that so very often stretching the balance between getting it out in a timely manner for the net participants and avoiding somebody else jumping on an otherwise clear frequency before that time does make for even further adjustments. So if you go looking for those nets and you don't always find them, well, we're not trying to take the enemy's rig in it, but that's just the nature of the band. They're rather busy these days. That's about all we have from here. Back to that WBTQZ.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, I appreciate you hearing on the Octagon net today, and pretty good signal on both bands. And Roger on that, all quiet on the Aries Reaching front, which is the way you want it. And, yep, it is a problem at times on 40 to find a clear space, and even at night the bands have been pretty doggone good. That even when they have the Michigan Tridec nets, we get heavy interference from about 3 or 4 kc's up every night, and we got to make adjustments for that. We've been going to 60 meters channel 4 quite a bit, and that band has been excellent by and large. So. No QRM and with half the power, so that changes worked out nice. And if you consider one control, the Michigan Tridec nuts or Michigan Tridec net and the 10 o'clock 10 a.m. net, which escapes me at the moment. I should Mac net. That's right. Get a hold of Mike TTC and he'll set you right up. All right, and let's see here. Okay, let's move along. Mike, thank you. NHBZR, I hope I got that call right. I wrote quite in a hurry. You're up for comments, stand by TV, that's WR.
Yeah, this is NHBZR.
KD, that's WR, your comments. Stand by Charlie. KD, that's WR.
Apparently he lacks signal too.
Okay, I'll put a question mark there, and we'll come back. WD8XB, by default, Charlie, your comments. Stand by NHEOL.
WDA USA in the net. This is WDAXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR on, Don from Battle Creek. I was hoping to hear some other District 5 stations, but not so lucky today, I guess. The winter field day plan that I was going to be part of yesterday, as of Wednesday night, the club decided to cancel it. The outdoor room that we were going to be having access to with an electric heater and a small, almost like a chair-side wood stove was just not going to be enough to warm the place. We were right on the ragged edge last year using that particular heat and the same building. And we were hoping for a little warmer temperature because it was even chilly last year. So the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club based in Centerville did not participate in Winter Field Day. Other than that, no communication issues here in the county. Been monitoring the internet today, and so far nothing has come across. So I guess it's having a bad winter storm in other parts of the country. That there are a lot of power outages down south and out east. So I'm happy to have electricity and happy to have the gas furnace going. So Joe, back to you, and we will stand by for the rest of the net. WDA USA from WDAHB, over.
Okay, very good. WDAHB in Michigan, RCS, WDA USA, return. Well, I tell you, there's been a ton of stations on for Winter Field Day. I made more than a few contacts, and so it's a lot of people get the Iron Person Awards if they did that kind of thing. And temperatures were somewhat better today, and at least above zero. And I think it remained above zero last night, too, so that's a big change from 20 below the night before. I have never witnessed the temperatures that cold in my lifetime, I don't think. Not even during the winter vortex of about 10, 12 years ago. But it was certainly brutal. And there was the wind on this one wasn't near as strong as it was on the polar vortex outbreak. But man, I sure don't want to repeat any of this stuff anytime soon. Boy, that's brutal. At any rate, okay, Charlie, very good. Nice to hear you. And have a good rest of your evening. Let's see if BZR came back. If so, your comments, over. Okay, now that I heard, let's check with KD-SWR to come back.
Since I moved back up north to the Gulf Coast in 1989. Hope we don't get any more of that. Looks like we're going to stay below freezing for over a week yet. As far as club did, I feel today, pretty well set up there with a igloo tent and two little propane heaters, just comfortable as could be there. I guess that's about all I have. Back to that control. WB8USA, KB9IAR.
Yeah, okay, Don, good enough. KB9IAR and Michigan RPF. Well, I'll tell you, just imagine what it would be like if one or two of those heaters failed. So, oh boy, I know it's awful to pick up, but there you go. But congratulations to you. And sounds like you had a good time of it. Of course, your experience, though, with all the POTA stuff you do on the weekend. Good enough. All right, we'll break with you, KBDGW. John, your comments, stand by before Mike Lima Delta, if they hung around. John, comments, over.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody on the net. Yeah, I participated somewhat in here the winter field day, a little bit casually, but it was just too cold. It was, when it hit the 20 degree below mark, I just didn't want to even get in the car and go, you know, 25 miles away. I just didn't want to do it. So my apologies to those. Minnesota station. They had three transmitters outside, and I admire their effort. I'm glad I could give them a contact. That's all. KBATGW.
Yeah, well, you know, the old saying goes, if you think you're tough, there's always somebody tougher. So I think he might have. I know that's way outside of my bailiwick. I had enough winter deployments when I was using the older technology with the Red Cross, and a couple of winters, I remember a couple of them were just brutal. We had to set up a radio station at a high school, and that was just brutal conditions, but so I don't care if you go through that again. So, all right, very good, John. Sounds like you enjoyed it, and that's what it's all about. We'll break with you, and we're overdue for a standby here. I'm sorry, I didn't think I ever took one. This is the Michigan Amateur, your public service cornet. Any additional check-ins to let up before we continue? Call now. Okay, nothing heard. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, if you hung around, your comments, over.
WD8USA, I believe. This is Whiskey Alpha 4. Mike Lehman Delta, the name is Ray, R-A-Y. Location is Macomb County in the very bottom southwest corner of Macomb County. And, yeah, we got more snow here than expected. It took me three times as long with my little diesel tractor to get everything cleared away. So I'm soaking wet from the snow soaking in, and gonna have a cup of cocoa and kick back here. Couldn't even get my generator out of the garage for winter field day. That's how lazy I was. See you all next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta.
Okay, Ray, good enough. Thanks for your comments and for coming to the nut this morning. I guess you guys got, we missed it all. We just got light flurries here, and which is fine. And the cloud cover kind of kept us a little warmer than what we might have been, but it would have been nice to see some sunshine today. But I'm not complaining. It sure beats the 20 below we had two nights ago. Man, that was brutal. I heard the house just creaking in that cold. Boy, amazing, amazing stuff. All right, Ray, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your evening. Let's see here. NHB, that part, did you come back on the circuit? Over.
NHBZR, no comments.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I got you in there. Thanks for joining the net this evening. KBSWR, did you return? Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's pretty to give them a try. All right, let's see where are we here. NAWRO, I hope I got that call right. Your comments for the net, stand by NAKNF.
Yes,
thank you, Joe. That is correct. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I am one of the AECs in D2 Macomb County. Well, technically, Macomb is deployed. This weekend, we're providing mutual aid support to Warren's CERT group with staffing of their warming center down in Warren. We had a total of 5 members participate this weekend, 3 of which are currently deployed on site now. We just got word from our deputy EC that they are extending the hours until next Friday. So we're hoping to assist Warren CERT this coming week as well. The test of our new e-deploy roster worked well with this deployment. I want to shout out to Ray, number 18, who was just on. He's in the southern part of our county. As always, thanks to Central Michigan for the VHF UHF Inc. That's all from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Joe. Stay warm, everyone.
Okay, good enough. Nice, solid transmission, Jim. That sounds great. And the work you guys are doing is phenomenal. And what makes it even more significant than that is the conditions you're facing. So that I think that's about the best public service event mentioned so far on this net. So kudos to you, and this is exactly why we exist. So the main reason why we exist, in my opinion. So Tim, continue the good work, and thank you for checking in with us. I'll break with you. Last but not least on the list, November Kilo, November 8 Kilo, November Sierra. Your comments for the net. Over.
Yes, this is November 8 Kilo, November Sierra. Name is Don. I'm in Macomb County, and happened to turn on the scanner, and it's the first time I've heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while. And so I got back in. I'm with the ARPSC here.
Maybe a dead battery?
Lance Cruz Amateur Radio Club. And I'm kind of getting some information here, just wondering what this is all about exactly. And like I said, I'm just getting back into the hobby, and just heard you out there. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill, super fine. You're a good readable signal tonight, and I think this is the first time you checked into the Michigan Upstate, so very good. I was unaware I was going to be not controlled today, so no sooner did I close the amateur radio public service coordinate at 4 o'clock. I stopped by here, and somebody said, oh, by the way, you're not controlled. So, all right. We go by districts, and I guess my district was up. So we'll talk about typecast. All right, Bill, thank you. All right, that brings us to Bob and Melissa, as I have it. Are there any additional check-ins for the comments or any stations that I have missed? Call now.
Recheck.
A recheck, go ahead.
Yes, I believe you called me. Anyway, I was making my comments. Apparently, I didn't get in there on my turn for some reason. Maybe my transmission didn't make it.
Well, you're making it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Macomb County. I'm with the ARPSC here. This is the first time I've ever heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, so I'm getting back in again. Just happened to turn the scanner on and heard you in there. Just wondering what this is all about.
Yeah, well, you turned into the Michigan Amateur Public Service Cornet. We meet at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, usually, on 3932, and our secondary frequency is 60 meters channel 2. And we're primarily check-ins give us an overview of what's happening in their counties as far as emergency services. That includes Skywarn, Aries, Racy's, Oxcom, and associated programs. I've got a Salvation Army rep on board tonight. So we generally go over what's happening in our various counties during the week, and then any suggestions or any comments to approve interoperability. So that's in a nutshell what the net's about, and we meet every week at 5 o'clock Eastern. Over.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So I take it you're on linked repeaters?
I am not. I'm on HF, but courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, they link up the repeaters and they put us on HF for us. And so you're coming in through one of those links there. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to check in again on Sundays at 5 o'clock now that I've heard you out there. And appreciate it. Everybody have a good week and stay safe and warm. N8, KNS clear.
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you. I got you that time 100%. Okay, we reached the bottom of the list. Do I have any further comments or any additional check-ins before we close? Over. Okay, on the grid, I'd like to thank all stations that participated in this evening's net. And let's see, we had 14 stations with a run time of 40 minutes. So thank you all, and good night this evening. You all stay warm. Take care. This is WVUSA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet at 2120. Frequency is now free, and that's closed. Out.
WDHUSA, KDVD.
Yes, sir. How can I help? Over.
Nothing. I just wanted to confirm 14 stations and 40 minutes. Thanks for running the net. I'm going to sit back and wait till tomorrow morning to clear any snow. Anyway, enjoy your flight south. Snowbirds are always welcome down there. Anyway, thanks very much. Check you later. This is KJBD. Good to hear you.
Okay, you as well, James. Nice to hear you too. And yeah, we're motorhoming at this time, so we have to, I think there's an opening where the roads are going to be fairly dry. So we got to drive about at least 12 hours straight before we get out of the freezing zone and start getting the camper de-winterized. We're going to, chances are to hit Hamcation in Florida and probably stay down there for a good long time, enjoying the state park down there, which we've never experienced. So this will be brand new for us. Stay warm, thanks. WDVD was there.
And safe travels, KDVD out.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. You're just in time. I got you on the list for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. Do you have any comments, or?
What is this repeater? Am I on HF or where am I?
You're coming in through the Michigan Emergency Network on VHF, and your signal is being put out on HF on 3932 kilohertz. And this is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet you're tuned into. Over.
Okay. D3CCI.
All right, very good. Take care. Have a good one. WDUSA out.
For the people that are listening on UHF and VHF, yes, you can talk on HF. I am the control operator. I am here monitoring. If anything goes wrong, I would shut it off. So it's legal for you to do so. So if you want to check in, don't be afraid. And it'll be 73 off.
Yep, and it'll be, thank you ever so much.
I don't care if you're in your pajamas or not. Good work. WD Josiah out.
Thanks for being at control. I can't remember a four-digit code for 30 seconds, so I can't do that, but you can. I appreciate you. And it'll be you.
Yeah, those double for you. Take care.
No more comments, and it'll be you. We'll be clearing the written net. I'll catch everybody next week, good Lord willing. 73-0.
Error 205.
KF8FQN. KF8FQN. NHDZR.
Radio check KE8EZX. KC8UCX. This is KF8DBZ. I read you loud and clear.